Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3D Soap Reviews. I had to postpone a week because I had gone on a trip to Los Angeles, California, and did some business, took care of some things, and I came back with a lot more knowledge than I left with. And it was just a really great experience, and I appreciate Las Vegas, Nevada, and all of the people there being so warm and welcoming to us, and then everybody in LA being so great. So before I start talking about sad and upsetting things, I'd like to give out our guest call-in number. Now, I may or may not be able to allow you to call in just because of the fact that we've been having some system issues, but the call-in number is 646-929-1538, and again, that number is 646-929-1538. This show is purely Wilson any jammy, period. And the last week, which we had known in the previous week, especially when I had talked to my friend in L.A. about everything, she had said, you know, that she thought that this death was going to be a pretty big impact, and it has been. Will's death, point blank, was unnecessary and cruel. And I think that a lot of fans found security and warmth in the fact that Allison Sweeney agreed. Her interview was stellar, and it was honest, and I appreciate her doing that. And I do appreciate her being honest as well about the fact that she's been a corporate child, she's grown up in the industry, and she understood that certain things needed to be done. And I'm sure that a lot of things that I was very vocal about at one point, she didn't agree with what I said. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But at the same time, I think she understands that we, as just people in general, people as viewers, people like, you know, myself in the industry, on the other side of the spectrum, that don't, I mean, we're not employed by NBC. You know, people like, you know, all the different review shows like mine and everybody else and Buzz, you know, and everybody else, we kind of, I guess, have a different perspective than she does. And so I think she has also an understanding of that. So it was very surprising for me to see that she agreed with the fact that we were all so freaking mad about what had happened to Will. And, you know, and it's kind of blown up in a sense, in more so the fact that he was the first key homosexual character that it was ever to grace the screen. And his coming out was a very interesting and very emotional story. And it wasn't just for him. It was for everybody. And I just really loved that story. I loved watching him develop and him admitting to himself, especially with Chandler Massey, you know, at the helm and playing that character and doing all these wonderful things. And he had so much depth. And I miss him greatly. And it's not, and I know that everybody always says, I want Chandler back. And that's what everybody wanted. You know, when Guy Wilson stepped into those shoes, he knew that he had a lot to fill. Because I think people were really, really hard on him and could have given him a little bit of slack, you know. And I voiced my opinion. I said, well, you know, I'm not a big fan. But he's a really nice guy. And I think he did Will as much justice as he had the ability to, and it was just heartbreaking the way it all ended. And you know, and it's another situation where you go at the hands of somebody so omnipotent, you know, somebody so unimportant, you know, with the whole thing with EJ and the whole thing, you know, with Clyde being at the helm of that, and then Ben being at the helm of Will's death. It's just horrible. And so, you know, the LGBT community has expressed the fact that they're full of disdain towards the storyline because of the fact that, you know, they take it as a form of homophobia. And you know, I can't say yay or nay if that's the case. You know, I'm not clearly, you know, I'm not a part of the LGBT community, but I have friends that are, you know, gay and lesbian, and they've they've expressed to me that they absolutely feel it's a form of homophobia. Now, I don't, from my perspective, I just see it as another form of stupidity, you know. And, you know, I've seen people, not many, defend Josh Griffith over Dana Higley, but mostly Dana's been getting all the backlash for this concern. And I've seen some pretty hateful tweets towards them, and I've let them know I'm not pleased with the storyline as well. But on the flip side, you know, I am excited to tune in tomorrow just because of the fact that Sammy is going to be back, and she's going to discover the EJ's alive. And I think that eventually, you know, I thought eventually they were going to throw Simone. And the only reason why I thought they might is because of the fact that we were so vocal. And the fact of the matter is that when Allison James did the reunion piece that they did not too terribly long ago, the amount of buzz that created, I know for a fact, and I mean that for a fact, that it sent shockwaves over to NBC, and I know that that's why they remained silent about it. Now, a lot of people have come to me and said, why did they remain silent on something that was so awesome? Well, because they don't get to take credit for it. Don't you see that? The whole reason for them being that way and being quiet, not congratulating anybody, is because of the fact that they don't get to receive credit for it, that some late-night talk show gave this girl a reunion that we all, that hundreds of thousands of us, begged for. And it's you know, going crazy on the Internet. Twitter's going nuts, and Facebook is going nuts, and former day stars and even current day stars and other soap opera actors are getting on there, and all these different people are getting on there and saying, this rocks out. And now that's what, you know, that's intimidating. I mean, imagine being the hand that caused this kind of grief for our fan base that it did. And imagine turning your TV on or going on the Internet or whatever the case and seeing that something that you destroyed was, you know, it rose from the dead, but not by your hand. It didn't. It did by somebody else. And you go, well, crap, I can't take credit for that. Imagine being the person that destroys something and then watching it blow up in your face. I have said so many different times that karma always comes back around. Now, have I been harsh about this situation? Some would say yes. I am just defensive of something that I firmly believe in. And I firmly believe that Allison Sweeney and James Knott were literally at the helm of the ratings for Days of Our Lives, along with Chandler Massey and Freddie Smith and then Guy Wilson and Freddie Smith. I think that the Wilson storyline and the Jamie storyline, I think that drove it into the stratosphere. I do. And I understand how the Wilson fans are feeling right now because it's a stab in the back. It just is. It's just a freaking stab in the back. So, you know, I get it 100%. So at this point, with Will being dead, and a lot of people were hoping that, oh, well, he'll be resurrected. Well, probably not, you know. And it really shocks me that Ken Corday would allow Sammy Brady's son to die and remain dead. You know, they can do whatever they want. This is just outrage for me. So I am going to start a Twitter blast. And I want all of you to participate in it because, you know, we love our Twitter blast and we love to do, you know, things to get our, you know, voice heard. The Code of Silence was amazing. You guys rocked the house when we started that. And, I mean, thousands of you participated. It was amazing and we need to do it again. So, we don't have a set date. I just want you to go ahead and start. Starting tomorrow on the 12th, which is my daddy's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Starting tomorrow, I want you to start hashtagging justice for EJIL, okay? Justice for EJIL. Go on my Twitter page and see the hashtag, and I want you to start voicing your opinion. I want you to tag Dana. I want you to tag Josh. I want you to tag NBC. Start voicing your opinion. It's what we've done all this time, and they are feeling the backlash. They know that they've made a mistake. Just like they knew they made a mistake with EJ and Abigail having the little affair. It rocked the house. I know for a fact, and I'll say it again, I know for a fact that rocked the house when we did the Code of Silence. We can do it again. Okay? This is where we unite. This is where we decide what's the future of days. We get to decide that. Because inevitably, your voice and your view on this is what matters. Not what they think. What you think is what matters. Period. And I know that they're sitting, you know, that some of them are sitting back and going, yeah, right. Honey, I know for a fact. I've seen the numbers. You know, my friends in NBC have talked to me about it. We did the Code of Silence. It literally was like a freaking earthquake. Everybody was like, oh, my God, the amount of issues that this caused. And you know what? It wasn't just me. It was at the hands of a few other people. You know, it was just a decision that we made, and we did it. You know, and some people thought, oh, well, you're just being hateful. I'm not being hateful. I'm trying to make a point. Now, the entertainment industry relies solely on its audience. Period. When you go see a movie, think about this. When you go see a movie, or don't go see a movie, you aren't in that theater if you're not buying the ticket because you're feeling a certain way about something. That movie tanks. That production company loses money. People are out of jobs. And a lot of other crap goes down behind the scenes that really hurts their wallet. Okay? The same thing happens here. When NBC goes to Ken and goes to them and says, oh, excuse me, what is this? You go, I really had an impact on that. And people think that social media interaction is the smallest part, and they're going to try to convince you of that. That's not the case. I feel your pain. I get it, 100%. So, justice for EJL, you know, tweet to NBC, send them emails, do whatever you want to do. Vent, cry, scream, throw a fit. I don't care what you do, but I want you to get it out. Because so many of you are so upset. And remember, I'm on your side about it. I get it. Allison's on your side. She gets it. So, that's it. And I'm so proud of you, for those of you that have gone out of your way to be so vocal. You've gotten better about it. Wilson fans rock, man. And Jamie fans do too. Dave's fans in general, I've noticed, have really improved over the last few weeks, last few months. You know, but there's some of you that are like, oh, thank you, Dina. Thank you, Josh. This is the Dave that I grew up with. Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's unfortunate for you. If you'd like to call a hotline about that, I'm sure we have a number at the front door. This is the shittiest experience I've ever been through, besides the Jamie stuff, you know? So, either way, that's what we're going to do. Justice for EJL, make it trend. Let's make it trend all week long if we can. Let's just do it. EJ and Will, absolutely. So, it's all about respect, right? So, I'm going to cut this short just because of the fact that I'm a woman of many different layers, and I'm constantly working and doing something all the time. So this week's going to be really busy. I'm turning 25 on Thursday, so if you want to send me a happy birthday tweet, you're more than welcome. 25, can you believe that? I'm halfway to 50. Let's just stop this conversation. So it's going to be a really busy week, but it's going to be a great week because we got Sammy back, and it's the beginning of discovering that EJ is alive. She gets a letter from EJ. Basically, it's a mysterious one. We don't know what's in it. And Marlena did not send it off to Sammy when she was in California. And, you know, everybody's telling her she's crazy, but she knows something's off. So maybe we're going to get the reunion that we need. I'm hoping that the situation with, you know, their little reunion, their little skit that they did. I'm hoping that that made NBC wake up a little bit, but not enough to not kill Will. But I want you guys to follow me on Twitter. I love Twitter, and I love talking to you guys. I love getting messages from you. I love getting emails from you. I love you guys. You literally are what keep this show going. If we didn't have you guys, we could not do this. So follow us on Twitter at 3B Soap Reviews, and you can find Courtney Trip TV on YouTube. I say it every single show, but, you know, some of you, this may be your first show. We don't do a whole lot on there right now. I'm trying to get my partner in crime to do this really funny skit with me, but she's kind of been like, I just really don't think I can do that. But honestly, it's going to be the coolest thing ever, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. It's hilarious. I'm really excited. So hopefully me and my best friend will do that video and be able to entertain you guys some more with something that is not Days or Soap related. Add me on Facebook. And you follow me on Twitter, I'm going to follow you back, period. If you're a Days fan, if you're a Young and the Restless fan, General Hospital, Bold and Beautiful, if you're any of those, or if you're just a fan of the entertainment industry and you want to follow, do it. And I'll follow you back. Let's chat. Tell me how you're feeling, and it'll be great. I absolutely love interacting with you guys. So next Sunday, we're going to have lots to talk about. We're going to talk about Sammy's return. We're going to talk about the fallout of Will's death. We're going to talk about all kinds of different things, and we're going to talk about how you guys are being affected by Will's and how the LGBT community is taking it even further. And I know it's going to get crazy into the week, and I just can't wait to support you guys and show love for you guys and talk about spoilers and talk about just everything going on. Just an exciting time. And, again, thank you to Los Angeles and everybody in Burbank, everybody in California and Las Vegas for being so awesome to 3B Soap Reviews and taking care of us. We absolutely enjoyed it and loved it so much. So thank you so much, and we will see you next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night.